And once again, welcome 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com, Saints Sports Weekly, brought to you by Siena Heights University, along with Magic Fountain Auto Wash and Storage. Jeff Bowman with you again tonight, along with the legend. You like that?
Yeah, well, hey, it sounds good to me.
Okay. Coach, former coach and athletic director Fred Smith. Fred, how are you?
I'm doing good, doing good. It's been, you know, quite a week last week from the sports, and it's always fun athletically. Then you get to visit family, and it seems like a lot of things happen, and now we got to get back to the day-to-day activities of our life, and it's great to do Saints Sports Weekly on Monday, and especially to have this young coach on. He's going to be a great one at Siena.
That's right. We are. It's a lacrosse night tonight here as Saints Sports Weekly, and we bring in head coach Spencer Masick. Spencer, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well, Jeff. Thank you for having me. And Fred, congratulations to your Wolverines.
Yeah,
that was an impressive game. I was thinking of you the whole time. If you need directions to Indianapolis, I can write them up. I've been there a couple times. So
yeah, I used to go down there a lot for NCAA tournament games, but you Spartans can never quit. You know, you always have to get a jab in. But it was certainly a fun weekend, and now as we look toward the spring. It's not long before you guys are going to be lacing them up and rolling.
Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to it. It's fingers crossed, everything. We're for the first time in 2.5 years, we've had a full off season of normalcy, and hopefully going into this next season, we get to play a whole season. You know, we're a young team.
Well, keep knocking on wood as you're saying this, too, Spencer.
Yeah, right. We're a young team in terms of experience, not necessarily in terms of age. But my juniors have only played 7 games.
Right.
With the past 2 years, so I think I know as much about this team as just about anybody else. We'll really see when we get out there and strap them up.
Well, and they got to be overly ready to actually play games when it comes down to it too, Coach.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And, Coach Maloney, the coach before me, always used to say to the players, I'm very liberal with your bodies. I'm going to schedule games. We're going to play the best teams. You got to beat the best to be the best. So I'm really trying to do the same thing. If we got to play back-to-backs, if we got to play, 3-4 games in a week, we're going to do it because these guys, they want to play, plain and simple.
Did you get much activity in the fall, Coach? I mean, I know that, how it is. I know usually you might scrimmage a couple people. Did you get anything done from a scrimmage standpoint with other programs this fall?
Yeah, so we were able to actually get four scrimmages in. It was 2 separate days. We played 2 teams. So
that's great.
They're scrimmages. We're trying to learn from them. We're trying to improve. But I really think a lot of what our guys need is to find that competition level again, that competition mindset. So, yeah, they were scrimmages, but we were playing to win. We weren't going out there and, we weren't just playing. We were, as Coach Maloney always said, we were competing. We were going out there. Whether or not there was a score on the scoreboard, we were keeping score in our heads, and we really got to find that compete level again to get ourselves just prepared to go through a full season.
Well, that scrimmages, those were probably as important to you to just kind of, since these guys haven't played much and with the newer guys coming in, probably as important to you to kind of see what somebody can do out there as it was important to them to actually get on the field.
Yeah, for them it was about, again, finding that compete level. For me, it was kind of trying to see what I have. And, fall speed is different than spring speed, in terms of game speed, in terms of what you're playing against. There's definitely a difference. But it's good for my guys to, get as much of that in the fall to at least get them prepared for the spring. There's still going to be some growing pains along the way, but it was good on all ends for me, my new coaching staff, my new players, my current players. It was good for us to get out there and be able to play some games against somebody else and just see what we have.
Well, and for the listeners out there that do not know the story, you were interim coach and now you're a head coach, and you've mentioned Coach Maloney a few times. Why don't you fill the listeners in, if they're not overly familiar with the story of Coach Maloney, and then with you with him at Siena Heights?
Yeah, so Coach Maloney is a legend, and you know, you could probably say just about any sport in the state of Michigan. He's in the Michigan High School Hall of Fame for football. He's in the Michigan High School Hall of Fame for lacrosse, and he's in the Siena Heights Hall of Fame for his work here at Siena Heights Lacrosse. He started the program here, and he came in 2009, started the first season, I believe, was 2010, started the program here, built it from the ground up into what it is today, and it's really kind of my legacy to, carry the torch for him. So he passed away this past year unexpectedly, and, we're playing for him. So he built the program. He made it what it is today. I was a player under him from 2011 to 2016. I came back as an assistant coach under him, and I couldn't have been luckier to learn from somebody who knew as much as he did. I'm sure Fred, he has plenty of stories, but, you know, when Ed Maloney was in a room, you knew, and he was getting stuff done. So, this is the first full season without Ed Maloney at the helm, and I'm more than excited to live on his legacy and carry the torch in a sense for him.
And probably one of the best Hall of Fame speeches, doing it from the hospital and playing that at the Hall of Fame. Had everybody, for one thing, in tears from crying and from laughing, and that was kind of really cemented him that night for people that really didn't know him too. Was, you know, they got to hear the side of Ed Maloney that everybody fell in love with from the lacrosse program.
Yeah, he never lost his humor. You know, he may have lost some other things, but he never lost his humor, and he took that to the grave with him, and he's looking down, and every once in a while, maybe I'll trip over something that I didn't see there, and I know he's the one that's putting it in front of me and, you know, just making me remember him. So, yeah.
Yeah, it is. I'm glad you did talk a little bit about what he meant to you, because he built the program, and not only that, he was a great man. He certainly was a great coach. I mean, the culture and the success that we had in lacrosse, starting from nothing to how quickly, heck, one year we participated in two national tournaments, was right in between the CCLA and the NAI starting lacrosse. We were kind of caught in the middle, and we played in both of them. But he was just a heck of a guy, and certainly, you know, the tragedy of losing coaches, it would just happen, you know, so quick. But the other thing is, it just mirrored the tragedy of what's happened in general these last couple of years in spring sports. You know, when I say spring sport, lacrosse is kind of competed at it by the end, from end of February right on through April, the 1st of May. And both years we got stuck hard with this pandemic. And the lacrosse team is known. The guys on our lacrosse team are very spirited young guys, and I know, you know, having you there is such a great thing in my mind. I mean, it was a no-brainer. You've been a great assistant coach, but also a great fixture around the athletic department. So the other thing is that lacrosse became like WAC lacrosse became like the ACC, I guess I just say Big Ten, because we have the ACC Big Ten showdown this week in basketball. That league, our league, was so strong, and it happened so quick in the early, you know, from 2011 or 12 to about, you know, now, that games against Lawrence Tech, Indiana Tech, even obviously I'm missing somebody, Lords and Aquinas, those games are always spirited games. So number one is just our WAC season is so competitive, but I noticed right now your non-conference schedule is kind of incomplete. So what are your plans there, Coach? Are you, sometimes you guys used to take a trip or bring some people in. I noticed we – how many teams are in our league? I guess that's my first question now. How many teams are in the WAC?
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We have 10 teams now with Cleary bringing their team back.
Okay.
So we have 10 teams in the WAC. And in terms of our off-season schedule, we are taking a spring trip. So normally we go down and we played Cumberland's.
Right.
We weren't able to make that happen this year, and it was a blessing in it's almost a blessing in disguise. We're actually going out to Kansas this year.
Okay.
And we're going to play two out-of-conference games against Ottawa and Benedictine, who are both either borderline tournament teams or have been to the tournament and really are kind of on the come up. So that'll be a good test for us early on in the season. We're going down. I actually scheduled a game in Indianapolis for my Michigan fans, not knowing that they were actually going to get to go. But we scheduled a game down in Indianapolis. We're playing against Weber. They're a newer program, but, man, are they impressive. It kind of reminds me of our first-year football team when they came in and just were demolishing everybody. So we play Weber. We play Hope. We finally, for the first time in our history, we have a game against Adrian College. And hopefully we can start something there and do something like basketball does, where maybe even get a little trophy for it and have a little fun between the city and make something of it. But we finally get to play Adrian. There's still some talks going on with some other teams, but for the most part, we got a couple NCAA teams, a couple out-of-conference teams, and then we start conference play.
Now, is Taylor... they were in our league, the Crossroads member, because the Crossroads doesn't have lacrosse. Are they still in our conference?
Yes, Taylor is still in the WAC for lacrosse.
Okay, and the automatic qualifier for the national tournament is the tournament winner. Is that right?
So if you win your tournament, you're an automatic qualifier, and then I believe there's 4 at-large bids as
right.
well. Normally, Normally, the WAC, our conference, is sending, almost always we're sending 3 teams. Sometimes we actually end up sending 4.
Wow. That's so nice. That shows you how strong the conference is.
It's extremely competitive. It really is. There's no games off. So.
Well, I'm looking at your roster, Coach, and I see that you can probably just hit a button in your car, and it takes you directly into Livingston County. by looking at the Michigan players and where they're from, but it is kind of a hotbed up in that area. So it's probably it does make it a little easier to recruit to a spot that really has a lot of tough players in it.
Yeah, I mean it's obviously a very competitive area. Heartland Lacrosse has kind of taken the state by storm in terms of public schools. You look at Livingston County, you really would like to look towards the Grand Rapids area.
Mm-hmm.
And then, honestly, right around Adrian, the Salines, the Tecumsehs, those kind of programs. Dexter even has some up-and-coming players. So, my ties to Livingston County run deep. I actually graduated from Brighton High School. So, and actually one of the player that you're going to have on speaking today is from Heartland, and the alumni that you are going to have on speaking today is from Brighton. So Livingston County kind of runs deep through the program just because most of us have been here, So it's a good place to have some alumni from. It's a good place to get in and, get your recruits from because they learn from a young age what – competition is, we like the Livingston area, but there's some hotbeds in the state, especially considering when I grew up, there was, 2 or 3 good teams, actually good teams in the state of Michigan. To see how fast the sport has grown and how how the youth programs have grown, and even players that have played at Siena Heights are coaching. One of the first team All-Americans is coaching at Plymouth High School. One of the first team All-Americans is coaching actually at Saline High School. Another one's coaching at Brighton. So we have it kind of speaks to, again, Coach Maloney and the kind of culture that he brought about and the coaching tree that he's made. I mean, you can go across the whole country and see people who are still coaching, and I think a lot of them would equate that to Coach Maloney. So,
you know, and you talk about the growth of the sport, and I used to be in sell uniform team sports and stuff for a long time, and one of my acquaintances years ago was an early on coach at Saline and kind of helped start the program. And he was a hockey coach, and his son was a hockey player, and they, you know, started to pick up on the lacrosse side. And so he says, "Yeah, I'll coach it. I'm doing enough." And he said that some of the funnest coaching he ever did was when they first started that, because none of the parents knew anything about the game. So they couldn't yell at him about strategy or anything else, because he said they didn't know what they were talking about, and it was great. I had no parents that could yell at me about anything that was going on because they didn't know either. So,
well, it was even, you know, back when I was playing in high school and I really started to fall in love with the sport, I'd go home for, you know, family gatherings and holidays and stuff like that, and, you know, grandma and grandpa would be asking you, "What are you doing? What sports you playing?" And I'd say lacrosse, and they'd be like, "Oh, is that sport that has the stick and there's a ball and you kind of run around?" And then I get into college and start playing, and I did the same thing, and my family's going, "Oh, I watched that on TV. I watched Syracuse play Duke, or, you know, Johns Hopkins play Virginia. That's an awesome sport. I really like it." So it's been growing incredibly, and it's awesome to see, because it truly is one of the best sports out there.
Well, I think, and there's so much. You get, again, it's, you know, you get some hockey guys that it's great for them to do some stuff on the land, but also I think you get a lot of football players too that have that same mentality of, you know, just not being shy away from contact and being able to, you know, to run around and take a hit here and there. But I think it's, you know, especially since it's the opposite season of football, you do get some nice guys that it's a great cross training for both of those sports.
Well, you get the straight up, the top end speed, I guess, if you want to call it, that you would use in, let's say, soccer. You get the physicality and the contact, like you said, from football. You get the quickness and agility that you would use in basketball. And scheme wise, Fred, you'll enjoy this, but scheme wise, I actually grew up, I was mainly a basketball player growing up. And scheme-wise, in terms of offense and defense, is a lot of basketball principles. So, it really is a combination of all of the sports. And you got the hand-eye of hockey, like you said. It really is a perfect, in my opinion, I'm a little biased, but in my opinion, it's a perfect combination of all the sports combined into one.
I'll tell you, Coach, I fell in love with that Siena in that. I think the one sport you might be forgetting that I equate it to is all the athletic is the hand-eye coordination, you said, of hockey, but of baseball, of being able to catch, throw. And so you could be quick and fast, you can do this and that, but you have to be able to handle that stick, and the quickness of the ball is amazing. And just even picking the ball up off the ground is a skill, you know. I fell in love with the sport, and I think it's, you know, it's going to grow leaps and bounds. And I think ESPN has helped that in the spring by televising a lot of the collegiate lacrosse. I tell everybody, man, if you come and you want to see a great game, watch lacrosse. It's a game I wish I could have played, you know. And I think Jeff Bright feels the same way, because it's physical but fun, and it's hard, but the skill, scoring a goal, the thrill of it is amazing. And, you know, as Siena, it's like you've been part of it. It's a big, big thing we've missed the last few springs around our campus.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Well, you got a team coming in. Who are some of the guys that we're going to be talking about with this upcoming season?
Yeah, I mean, we you know, I say this, again, not exactly knowing what we have, but we really have guys on all levels to what I've seen. We have a kid named Jake Gallagher. He's a senior. He's listed as a midfielder, but I'm telling you what, he does it all. He plays defense. He plays offense. He's good in the transition game. He can pick up ground balls. He communicates. He's really turned into, and this might be the coolest part of coaching, but he's really turned into just a good leader. You know, he works hard in the weight room. He motivates his teammates to do the same. He's not just good, he makes other people good. And, you know, I know it's cliche, but that truly is the sign of a good leader. And I'm really looking forward to seeing him play. Our big man in net, Vinny Jean, he, without losing these 2 years, I think he's already a first-team All-American, but he finally gets a chance to prove himself this year. He's another senior. The kid, I call him the big man. He's 300-plus, but you'd never know it by the way he moves. He's got the quickest feet. He's got the quickest hands. He's not afraid of the ball. He can pass. So he's fun to watch in net. Up at the attack, we got a kid named Garnett Potter, who you'll actually be talking to here pretty soon. He's talk about adversity. He's torn both his ACLs in two back-to-back seasons.
Oh my!
Came back from both. Had every reason to throw in the white flag, but just continues to improve. Continues to work hard, and you know, he's come back 100% each time from it, and never really taken a step back. So he's a guy out there. He loves the ball. He loves the ball in his stick. He's a point guard. He gets other people open. He's not afraid of contact. So you know, you'll see him kind of facilitating the offense. And then our faceoff guy, Jeff Putz. He kind of had a come out year last year, taking faceoffs, and you know, it's faceoffs are huge. You get possessions, you get a chance to score goals. You know, at the base level of lacrosse, the more possessions you get, the more opportunities you get to score. So, and you got to score more than the other team. So when you got a good faceoff guy and you got a good goalie, you're going to have a chance to win in every game. It's just like football. You got a good running game and you got a good defense, you can have Matt Hasselbeck at quarterback and you can win a championship, you know. So it'll be really interesting to see. These guys are gamers. I mean, when they get in the game, something flips on. It'll be interesting to see not only how they play, but how they bring everybody else up with them.
Coach, you mentioned the young man, Garnett, you just mentioned, I forgot his name already, our guest.
Garnett Potter.
Yeah, he had a great freshman year, and now I know what happened to him, because he had a great freshman year, and his statistics have been spotty the last few years, and naturally I thought it was just COVID, but I didn't know he had ACLs in both legs, but he had a great freshman year, and you don't see that a lot at our level.
Yeah, he came out real hot and then unfortunately tore his ACL and then came back, and then I think the second or third game tore his other ACL and came back, and now he's had two COVID years. So, really with all of these guys, they just haven't gotten the chance to prove themselves. And I tell it to them all the time, but you take a group of talented individuals, you take a talented team, and you put a chip on their shoulder, look out. And I think I keep alluding to it, but I think we saw that this weekend with them Wolverines that absolutely obliterated the Buckeyes. You take a talented team, you give them a chip on their shoulder, the sky's the limit. And, I'm really, really, really looking forward to see these guys finally get the opportunity to prove themselves. You know, take me out of the equation. This is for them. They haven't had that chance. They haven't played in the conference tournament game. They haven't played in a national tournament game. They haven't had the chance to show the world what they can do, and this year they're finally, you know, again, knock on wood, they're finally going to get that opportunity, and I couldn't be happier for them.
Well, once again, Spencer Masick, the lacrosse coach here at Siena Heights University, and, yeah, talk about Michigan with chip on their shoulder. One, the Buckeyes gives them a chip on their shoulder, but you know what? Your Sparties helped them get another chip on their shoulder. Yeah. I think if they don't lose to Michigan State, that they probably might not win this game they just had on Saturday.
Hey, I'll take that. I'll take all the pity points we can get. I appreciate it.
Hey, what you guys did your thing and kept on winning, to probably earn yourself a New Year's Six bowl. So the Spartans, if you would come up every year and say, okay, we're going to beat Michigan, we're going to be a New Year's Six bowl, most years you're going to take that.
Yeah, I'm a happy camper. And again, Michigan beating Ohio State means Harbaugh is going to keep his job, and Michigan State's going to keep beating Michigan. So what can I complain about, you know?
Oh, my gosh. It never ends, does it, Fred?
It's going to go forever.
Well, you know, it's funny. Actually, I was shopping yesterday in Toledo and saw a lady that waited on me, had a Buckeye shirt on, and I'm like, you're actually wearing that today? You know, just jokingly. She laughed, and I said, hey, people have been telling me that for the last, you know, 15 years almost, so I figured I could say it once now.
Right.
Well, again.
Yeah, no, it's all in good fun, obviously. I'm happy for anybody who's happy. So it's been a good year for Michigan college football, so and Michigan State, the state of Michigan in general. So I'm happy for it, and I'm looking forward to lacrosse season.
Yeah, that's for sure. So when's your first game?
Our first game will be February 18th. We're going down to Indianapolis and playing Weber.
Okay. Well, perfect. Well, again, good luck, and I know this is not going to be the only time we talk with you, and hopefully we can get out on the field and get you a look as well. So we appreciate Coach Spencer Masick in there with us talking a little bit about Siena Heights lacrosse. Again, congrats, Coach, and good luck.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure being on. I look forward to the next time.
All right, perfect. Once again, Siena Heights lacrosse looking for a good year. So we're going to take a quick timeout. We'll be back with more Saint Sports Weekly right here, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Is space becoming a problem for you? Do you have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about. Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.sienaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Is space becoming a problem for you? You have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
And welcome back to Saints Sports Weekly, brought to you by Siena Heights University and Magic Fountain Auto Wash and Mini Storage. Jeff Bowman, Coach Fred Smith, and it's a lacrosse night tonight, and we just talked with Coach Spencer Masick, and one of the young men that he talked about was his senior, Garnet Potter, and we want to welcome Garnet into Saint Sports Weekly. Garnet, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing good. Really excited to be on the show, and thanks for having me.
No problem. Well, you know, again, we just talked with Coach about, you know, the upcoming season and hoping to have a great year, and kind of filled us in a little bit about the experience you've had at Siena Heights and all the doctors that you've had to run into while you've been here as well. But being able to fight back and get back on the field is awesome. But you know, fill us in a little bit about you know, some of the trials and tribulations you've had of being a Saint.
It's definitely been a long road. I'm actually it's a fifth year for me, so I'm a super senior here at Siena. It's been a fun road. You are right. I've definitely battled some injuries. I blew out my knee my sophomore year here in the second game of the season. So then I ended up taking a red shirt. And then going forward from that, with all the COVID outbreaks and that, I haven't got to play my junior year. And then last year, we only had five games into the season, and then we got shut down again. But I'm looking forward to get one last run at it. And me and the boys on the team are kind of calling it our last ride because we won't get to play with each other ever again, and it won't be the same team ever again.
You know, Garnet, this is Coach Smith. I was the AD there your first year or two. But you had an outstanding freshman year back in 18, was it? And which you usually don't see freshmen making as big an impact on a team. And Coach talked endlessly about your playmaking ability. So talk to us a little bit about, for and us, the audience, about where you play on the field and what your role is.
So my position is called attack. I stay on the offensive side. I score on my position. I also get assists on my position. I like to call my play style. I'd like to almost like a mini Isaiah Thomas. I try to feed and I try to be a leader on the field. To be honest, I really don't care about scoring. If I do score, awesome, but I'd rather get assists any day of the week. I just like getting everybody else on the field involved.
Well, it does seem like we have, what, seven or eight seniors on the team. And I think seven or so juniors. So you have a great combination of experience with youth. So tell us about, you know, what you think the strengths of this year's team will be.
I think the strength of this year's team will definitely be is, like, we're a family. In the past, I mean, everybody's gotten along. But I think this year, everyone's definitely bought in. Whatever it takes to win a championship, or first win a WAC championship and then go on to the national tournament. Those are the goals for this team. And I would say everybody also knows what we have to do to get to our goals.
Right.
By working hard in practice, working hard in the weight room, conditioning, whatever it be, even in the classroom. If you don't get your grades, then you won't be on the field. So,
in fact, talk to us a little bit about your academic journey. What are you studying at Siena?
So what I'm studying at Siena is my I'm actually going to be graduating this year. I'll have a degree in business administration with a minor in marketing.
Great, great. So, what attracted you to Siena, Garner? I mean, you're up in across country as Jeff, the host here, told Coach, he must be in Livingston County a lot with all the schools around there, but how did you hear about Siena?
So how I heard about Siena is actually my cousin, Michael Towson, played on the first football team here at Siena Heights. And I remember coming to the first ever game here at Siena Heights and stepping on campus. I was younger. I was probably 12, 13 years old at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been a Michigan State fan my whole life, and I've always gone to MSU football games and going to those college games and everything. You see the big school and everything and the huge atmosphere. And then I remember going to his game, and I'm like, wait, what's kind of going on here? And then, but that was Siena's first year as a football program. So since then, they've added a lot of things. At the time, they didn't even have a weight room, at the field, and it's come a long way for sure, and it's only getting better.
You know, you say that's funny. I was reading something earlier, a post somebody put out just for, you know, high school athletes and that talked about people wanting, you know, everything wants to be D1, and they said, you know, go to a D2 game, go to a D3, go to a JUCO, go to NAIA, and open your eyes up because you're going to be amazed, and you might even find a place you're going to enjoy. There's so many people that always think, well, if it's not D1, it's nothing that I want to worry about. But you realize, you know, there's some of those athletes are few and far between. But at the same time, the competition level is so good at any collegiate level that just to be able to be a part of it is something special.
100% agree. I have a younger brother, actually. He's at the D1 level playing lacrosse out in Maryland right now. But I can't agree more. Obviously, everyone's goal is to go play D1, then go on to pro. But, I went to Siena, like I said, when I was younger. And then I'll never forget my junior year of high school at Heartland. And Maloney was there watching us play. I didn't even actually know he was in the stands. We were playing Howell, and I had a really good game, and I remember him coming up to me and talking to me. And then also, I did tear my ACL later my junior year, and that was one coach that never gave up on me, always kept in contact with me, made sure I was doing all right, that physical therapy was going good and everything. And I was very thankful for him and that he didn't give up on me, especially.
So you also tore your ACL in high school?
Yep, I tore both ACLs, both legs.
Holy cow.
You know what?
Yeah, everybody jokes around, call me grandpa on the team.
Well, I know how it is. I mean, I never tore an ACL, but I've had six knee surgeries. So I'm at that grandpa stage now. So being a grandpa that had that many knee surgeries, I know how you feel.
Yeah. No, it definitely gets to me sometimes, but no, they're fine right now. Like I said, it's my last ride. Really excited, and I'm feeling healthy, and I can't complain.
You know, Garner, what you talked about, I can attest to what you talked about. Watching a Siena Heights Lures or a Siena Heights Indiana Tech lacrosse contest, and I was the AD 36 years, was as intense competition as I've ever seen. I was amazed, you know, at it, and it's the kind of the campus spirit we have on lacrosse, and you guys bring is a real special thing. So I know Coach will be on our show as we get close to the season. We're really going to push people, hopefully, to get out there because it's a very special sport, and the competition is very fierce. So. So you say you're graduating in May, is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, good. And what are your plans right now? Have you even looked about what you might do after graduation?
My plans are, the ideal goal is to get a job in sales. I gotta look to see what will work best for me. And then also, I am going to get my commercial real estate license. So I got a couple options. I don't know 100% what I'm going to do yet, but I will have plenty of options.
Well, that's what you need. As you said, you know, you like the assists in the lacrosse game. Well, you get some options out there, then that way you've got kind of that same thing. You get to figure out, you know, which route you're taking to get that assist and be able to get the right job. So, again, good luck with everything this coming year, and we appreciate your time, and hopefully you have a very successful senior season.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, look forward to watching you play.
All right, once again, that was Garnet Potter, a senior on the lacrosse team at Siena Heights. We're going to take a timeout and come back and talk with a former Saint, and as Coach said earlier, another Livingston County guy. It'll be Matt Burgess. We'll be talking with him in a bit right here on Saint Sports Weekly, brought to you by Siena Heights University and Magic Fountain Auto Wash and Storage here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Is space becoming a problem for you? You have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Concerned about unpredictable rising college tuition costs? Siena Heights University is taking a bold step to remain affordable. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena, a Catholic university. Located in Adrian, Michigan, Siena Heights also offers scholarships in academics, athletics, and the arts. Find out what the Siena Tuition Advantage is all about today by visiting siennaheights.edu. That's the Siena Effect.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a
variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
And welcome back, 96.5 The Cave. Jeff Bowman, Coach Fred Smith here on Saint Sports Weekly, brought to you by Siena Heights University and also Magic Fountain Auto Wash and Mini Storage. And now it's time to bring in our alumni spotlight here tonight on Saint Sports Weekly and former lacrosse player Matt Burgess. Matt, good to have you in with us.
Thanks for having me on, Jeff.
Well, it's been a Siena Heights, Livingston County chat here tonight for lacrosse, so realize I asked Spencer, I'm like, do you have, you know, you just push a button and your car automatically goes up to Livingston County to recruit. I was looking at the roster, how many there are, but you know, that is a nice little area for lacrosse right now.
Yeah, and we used to joke, you know, because those veins have run deep for a while. We used to kind of joke that Heartland was the farm team for Siena Heights back in the day. Seems like it kind of still is. Spencer and I, we went to high school together at Brighton. He was a couple years behind me. We were actually pretty close friends there and, came after me at Siena Heights. And, you know, obviously we played together there. We were on a line together in high school, a line together in college. So,
What was one of the, your first memories of, being recruited and how you ended up at Siena Heights?
Coach Maloney, through I don't know what means of scouting back then he had, but he sent me an email one day and kind of had to Google Siena Heights. I'd never heard of it before, and Coach Maloney was nothing if an honest and charismatic recruiter, and had me come down to the school, and I remember walking around thinking you know, this is not what I envisioned as where I was going to go to college. But, you know, he told me one thing that sticks with me, and I you know, I coach at Brighton now. I tell my kids the same thing. He said, when you're walking around during your tour, you're checking things out, he said, eliminate lacrosse from your mind. He said, there may come a time, you know, where lacrosse is not in the picture, and look at this not as, is this somewhere I can see myself playing, but somewhere that I can see myself living for the next 4 years. And honestly, doing that and looking at it in that perspective, you know, the answer was yes. So, you know, I ended up there. You know, wouldn't change it for the world.
That is a great perspective and a way to look at it because, you know, as you said, it's not always going to be, you know, what you're doing. And yes, it's what you're doing for part of the time, but you still got classes to go to and other things that you have to do while you're on campus. And, you know, if you take the, you know, the lacrosse out of the equation, as you said, or any other sport, that is a great way to look at it and say, okay, is this somewhere I'd want to be? And that's a great perspective. And for you to be able to share that with your players now, I think it's a nice thing to be able to pass that along.
Yeah, that's one of the many things that that Coach Maloney has taught us, you know, that we like to pass down. So,
hey, Matt, tell our audience, this is Coach Smith. What years were you at Siena Heights?
So I came in, my freshman year was the first year of the program. 2010 was our first season. You know, as Coach Smith so eloquently put it, we were a spirited bunch. I like that description a lot more than what we usually hear, but we were kind of a, you know, cobbled together ragtag group, and when we were all brought in, you know, and we were talking after, you know, asking each other what, you know, what did Coach say to you when you were getting recruited and stuff, and he told every single one of us that, you know, our goal is not to build a winning team right now, it's to put a team on the field. You know, he didn't promise us anything that, you know, he couldn't follow through on. And that was one of the things that really attracted me about it was that, you know, this guy's not trying to blow smoke or anything. He's telling us how it is and what our goals are and really, you know, aiming us in the right direction right off the bat. So, I was there, for the following 4 years. And then actually, you know, Garnett said he was a super senior. I ended up being a super duper senior. I bounced around, changed majors a couple times, and wound up taking about five and a half years to get done. So I just liked it so much there, I didn't want to leave.
So what'd you major in?
I landed on marketing. I work in sales now. So kind of the same path that sounds like Potter is looking to take.
Did it surprise you, you know, as humble as, you know, you're coming in that first year, you know, we were all over the place playing at Tecumseh, playing it over at Adrian High School, and then went about 3 or 4 years, you know, we were very, very competitive. I think it was 2012, we were 12-4, you know, and early on, we were happy to have any win, you know. were you surprised how quickly Coach Maloney got that program going?
You know, surprised, I wouldn't say would be the word for it. I would say, you know, he did a very good job, you know, while setting realistic expectations. You know, he didn't do it in a way that, you know, kind of, you know, took the fire out of us where we, you know, we're just kind of going out to just play. Spencer talked on it. You know, his mantra was always compete. So he really instilled that in really every fiber of your being. And, you know, you take that on later in life as well. But, you know, we won our first ever game, which, you know, I look back now and I, you know, like I said, I wouldn't say it was a surprise, but it was definitely a confidence booster that was quickly shut down when we got beat in our second game. So,
yeah, I remember that game like it was yesterday and against U of M Dearborn. So,
yep.
Do you stay in touch with a lot of your former teammates? How'd you get involved with coaching? So that's kind of two questions in one.
Yeah, kind of through coaching is really the main way that I've been staying in touch with a lot of these guys. I get to coach against Josh Abruzzo, who's at Plymouth. Ryan Mayhew, who's at Celine. Ryan and I actually started a club program a couple years ago together. So, you know, the lacrosse community is a small one. So you bump into, you know, somebody who says they play lacrosse, and you start asking them, you know, do you know so-and-so, do you know so-and-so? And there's at least two or three guys that, you know, they'll be mutual acquaintances. So, and then, you know, to answer your second question, the community of it all is really the big thing, you know, with lacrosse and being that we're all from Livingston County and stuff, it kind of naturally, you know, I get players that are of that caliber, and I try to send them to Spencer or another NAIA school. What was the second question?
Well, you covered everything pretty well there, but in fact, you know, I'm going to be 68 soon. I can't even remember what I had for breakfast today. But the thing you alluded to, by the way, that I always said, and again, as AD, it was a spirited bunch, and that's what made you guys so special. You had a lot of fun, and your games, you guys were like a pack of dogs that were let loose out of the lobby, and you were always so excited, you know. That's what I remember about early lacrosse, and it seemed to have carried on. But I guess my question, was what, you know, when did you start coaching? Was it right after you got out, or?
Yeah. So actually, while I was still there at Siena finishing up, I got a call from Coach Ayer over at Tecumseh, and he asked me to come out there and help him out as an assistant. I spent a year there, and then I moved home the following spring and jumped from that right into youth coaching. I started with seventh graders, and that actually began a pretty cool kind of ascension up the ladder for me, I guess, because I jumped from there to JV at Brighton, and then from JV to varsity, and kind of had a handful of guys that I started with back in seventh grade, and you know, I got to watch them grow and continue to coach them throughout the years. So you know, they grew as players, they really helped me grow as a coach as well. So, and then I've been at Brighton at the varsity level, coaching the offense there since, I think it was 2018. So this will be my fourth season this upcoming year.
Well, Matt, we're up against it, but we appreciate your time and kind of filling us in a little bit about what you're doing now and what Siena has meant to you. And looks like you're trying to get that pipeline down here to keep more of those Livingston County guys coming through Adrian. So we appreciate that, and we appreciate your time again.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I like sending my guys to Siena because it's a special place to me, and I hope that it is to them. And Fred, you are a big part of that as well. So thank you.
Yeah, congratulations, man, on all you've done, and look forward to seeing you when you come to campus.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Yep, thank you. Once again, that is Matt Burgess, a former Siena Heights lacrosse player. So, again, we're up against it. But, Fred, we got about 20 seconds. You're at Rochester on Wednesday, doubleheader with the men and women at Rochester. So it should be another good one there.
Yeah, well, and our women, I think we're 9-1, they're 8-1. That's going to be a great, great contest right away. And then we play against somebody 7'7" on the guys' team. So, we're taking the trek and looking forward to it.
All right. Once again, thank you to Coach Spencer Masick, also Garnet Potter, Matt Burgess, and to Coach Fred Smith. I'm Jeff Bowman. Have a great night. We'll see you next week for Saint Sports Weekly right here at 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.